我们来读几处的圣经。
First, we'll turn to our theme verse from the last year, which is in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3.
首先我们看我们过去一年的主题的经节，在耶利米书31章第三节。
The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Now turn with me to John chapter 4. We'll start with verse 21.
然后我们翻到约翰福音第四章，开始二十一节。
Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers. God is spirit.Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
约翰福音四章二十一节，耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
And also let's turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
然后我们翻到马太福音第16章第18节。
Matthew 16:18, Jesus says, I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
马太福音十六章十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Please join me in a word of prayer.
请大家跟我一同有些祷告。
Father, we thank you for the joy of worshiping at the table together this morning.
父，我们感谢你，今天早晨我们能够在你儿子的桌子面前一同来敬拜你。
Indeed, Lord, we have nothing to bring to you except what you have given to us.
主啊，真的是除了你所赐给我们的，我们没有什么能够带到你的面前。
And Lord, as your redeemed ones, we bring our sacrifices of praise to you.
主啊，作为你救赎的儿女，我们带着我们感恩的祭来献给你。
You have given us everything.
你把一切赐给了我们。
And now as we open your word together, we pray your Holy Spirit will quicken your word for us.
当我们今天打开你的话语的时候，求圣灵让这些话语能够活过来。
We want to hear what you have to say to each one of us.
我们想要听到主你对我们每个人所要讲的话。
And we want to put ourselves into your hands for that.
我们也为这个缘故把我们自己交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
是奉靠耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Now we started with Jeremiah 31:3, which has been our theme verse for a number of months.
我们开始的时候读了耶利米书三十一章第三节，过去的几个月我们都在讲这一个主题。
But you'll notice as we shared over these months toward the latter part recently, the sharing has turned more to the fact that our response to the everlasting love of God is to love him in return.
大家如果注意到在我们这个主题过去的几个月里面，好像主题开始在一个方向上，就是讲到神对我们永远的爱和我们如何来回应这样的一个爱。
And of course, that is what our response should be.
这也是我们所当有的回应。
We know that Matthew 22, when they asked the Lord, what's the most important command?
我们记得在马太福音22章有人问主耶稣最大的诫命是什么。
In verse 36 of 22, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law.
马太福音二十二章三六节说，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment.
耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
And we know that our Lord Jesus is actually quoting Deuteronomy 6:5.
我们知道我们主其实在这里引用生命记第六章第五节。
So our response to the everlasting love of God and His blessing to us is to love Him in return.
所以我们对神对我们这永远的爱的回应是应该我们用我们的爱全部的爱来回应他。
And remember last week as Lucio was, we were going through John chapter 21 and watching the Lord ask Peter, do you love me?
在上一周 Lucio 在分享的弟兄在分享信息的时候在马太讲到约翰福音21章主问彼得你爱我吗
Now, one of the most important ways that we express our love back to God is to worship.
对我们对神爱回应的一个最直接的一个方式就是来敬拜他。
That's our focus this morning.
这就是我们今天早晨所要讲的重点。
Specifically, we're looking at the words of Jesus in John chapter 4, verse 23.
特别我们看主耶稣在约翰福音第四章二十三节那里讲到的
Where he says, But an hour is coming and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
那重点就是在二十三节，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
Now I have a little surprise for you.
我在这里给大家有一个很让大家吃惊的事情。
This is a sneak preview of our next theme.
现在呢就是我们下一个要一个季节所要讲的信息主题的一个好像预览。
We've been seeking the Lord about a theme, our next theme.For message time, and the Lord has put on our hearts this verse, I will build my church.
我们一同在主面前寻求我们在下一段时间我们的信息的主题应当是如何然后主把这个经节放在我们的心中就是我要建造我的教会。
And what we're going to be considering is specifically the way that the Lord wants us to gather and the way we meet.
我们特别的要在思考主他的心意里让我们如何来聚集我们是如何在一起聚集的
How do we gather in such a way that he is really our head? He builds church, it's his church.
如何我们在这里聚集的时候他是我们的头主在那里建造教会那是他的教会
As his children, we want to gather in a way that pleases him, honors him.
作为他的儿女我们在聚集的时候我们要讨他的喜悦让他得荣耀
Now, this new theme is actually going to be taken up in a few weeks. We're transitioning.
我们会再过几周，然后可能再开始这一个新的主题。我们现在还是在一个转接的阶段。
We'll still have some messages on the love of God, but as we go into the new year, we'll be turning our attention to this.
我们可能还会有些信息讲到主题，还是讲到神的爱。然后但是再过几个星期到新年的时候我们就逐渐转到这一个新的主题。
So this morning our focus is on what does the Lord mean by true worship?
今天早晨我们专注的点就是主他说什么到底是真正的敬拜呢
So let's look at that in chapter 4, let's look at the context or what led up to this verse.
让我们看约翰福音第四章的背景然后讲到如何讲到这段经节的。
So John chapter 4, we'll start with verse 9.
是约翰福音第四章我们从十九节开始。
A woman said to him, now we know, the situation here we know is that he's in Samaria, Jesus is in Samaria, he's at the well, and he's already had a conversation with this woman about water and living water.
我们知道这个第四章的这个背景就是耶稣在撒玛利亚然后他也与这个女人在这里这个妇人在这里有一个对话然后讲到水讲到活水。
And Jesus has already had a conversation with her about her husbands and how many she has had.
耶稣已经跟她有这样对话就是问她你有几个丈夫然后她现在有谁。
So, picks up in verse 19, the woman said to him, Sir, I perceive you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And you people say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship.
我们从第十九节开始讲。 妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你倒说应当礼拜的地方是耶路撒冷。
So the reason she's saying that is, of course, the Samaritans are, the history of the Samaritans is that was the northern kingdom that rebelled against the Lord, really, and set up their own place of worship in the northern kingdom.
这个妇人这样讲的话，其实我们知道在历史上，北以色列国他们反叛神，脱离开，然后他们在在那个撒玛利亚，在撒玛利亚那里是他们的首都一样，然后他们在那里设立了敬拜。
And we know the Samaritans were looked down upon because they were very, it was a mixture. They had really mixed in Canaanite worship with the Lord's worship, and they're worshiping on the wrong mountain.
我们知道，在撒玛利亚的这个情形是一个混杂的情形，他把异教的一些东西和神的东西混在一起，然后在那里有一个混杂的一个撒玛利亚，然后他那里还有其他的外邦人的东西。
So verse 21, Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for the salvation is from the Jews."
21节，耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到。你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩从犹太人出来。
So he's actually reminding the Samaritan woman, you actually have it wrong. You worship what you don't know.
他在这里就提醒着撒玛利亚人，其实你在敬拜的是错误的，因为你不知道你敬拜的是什么。
The Jews worship what we do know, which is the true God.
犹太人他们所敬拜的是他们所真知道的，因为是真实的那位神。
And in fact, salvation is from the Jews.
所以救恩是从犹太人出来。
Of course, salvation is from the Jews through him, Jesus Christ, at that moment.
的确，救恩是从犹太人当中，是借着主耶稣出来的。
But he tells her that an hour is coming when you won't worship on that mountain or in Jerusalem.
这时候他就告诉他，时候到了，你也不在那个山上，也不在耶路撒冷身上。
Verse 23, but an hour is coming now is where the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
23节，时候将到，如今就是了，因那真正拜父的是要用心灵和诚实拜他。
For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
因为父要这样的人来拜他。
And then he adds, God is spirit, and those who worship him worship in spirit and truth.
24节，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So this morning I want to look at three things from this verse.
今天早晨我们从这一经节里我们看到三个方面。
First, we want to look at this very special thing he says at the end of verse 23. That the Father is looking for true worshippers.
第一点我们看到23节这末了的部分就讲到，特别讲到说，父要这样的人拜他。
Our Father is seeking true worship and true worshippers.
我们的父他在那里寻找拜他的，真正拜他的人。
And then we'll look at the phrase to worship in spirit.
然后我们看这个话，用心灵来拜他。
And then we'll ask ourselves, what does he mean by worship and truth.
然后在我们问自己，他在这里讲什么是用诚实来拜他呢？
So we start with the fact that Jesus is reminding us that the Father is looking for true worship.
我们在耶稣在这里提醒我们，父在那里寻找真正来拜他的人。
We know that this is expressed throughout Scripture. God has expressed his desire that people will worship him sincerely.
我们知道在圣经当中很多地方都让我们启示看到父神希望人能够用诚实的真实的来心态来敬拜他。
So, scripture is full of examples of people worshiping God and whether God is pleased, accepts that worship or not.
圣经中充满了这样的例子，就是当人来敬拜神的时候，神是否悦纳这样的敬拜。
So we could start right at the beginning, right after Adam and Eve are kicked out of the Garden of Eden, and they have two sons, Cain and Abel.
我们可以开始在创世纪里，在伊甸园里，当亚当夏娃被从伊甸园赶出的时候，他们有两个儿子，亚伯和。
And we know that Cain was a farmer, and Abel had flocks, shepherd.
然后我们知道说， 该隐他是一个农夫，亚伯呢是一个牧羊人，牧者。
This is in Genesis chapter 4, it says in verse 3, So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground.
这就是在创世纪第四章第三节，有一日该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。
Sounds like a good thing.
听起来很不错的。
Verse 4 says, Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering.
第四节，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的羊和脂油献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
But for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard.
只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
But right away we get a picture that there were two brothers and one offered to the Lord and it was pleasing to the Lord.
这里我们看见有两个兄弟们，他们向耶和华有献祭献供物，但是一个讨神喜悦，一个没有。
So from the very beginning God wants this worship.
从一开始神就希望有一个这样的敬拜。
But you see there's two cases. For some reason Cain's offering was not as heartfelt. It wasn't appreciated by the Lord.
但是大家看到在两个祭物当中的时候，该隐的祭物就好像没有让触摸到神的心，没有被神所悦纳。
The key may be that in Abel's gift, he offered the firstlings of his flock.
这里的重点可能是亚伯将他羊群中头生的羊献上。
In other words, the ones that are most important, the ones you want to cling on to because they're the first ones, but he offered them to the Lord.
那个就是说他把最重要的，那因为是头生的，可能他最想自己拥有的，但他却把这一个献给了神。
By doing that, Abel was honoring God by giving back the best that God had given him.
当亚伯这样做的时候，他就荣耀了神，因为他把最好的献给了神。
So already in this very first example, we see some principles about worship.
所以就在这样一个第一个例子当中，我们看到关于敬拜的一些原则。
Another example would be Noah's built an altar after the flood.
还有一个例子就是诺亚在洪水之后在神面前建了一个祭坛。
He offered from the clean animals, he made a sacrifice to the Lord.
然后从他那里所拥有的洁净的牲畜里面他献祭给耶和华。
Now if I were Noah after the flood, I would be very, very possessive about the animals we had left.
如果我是诺亚的话，在洪水之后，我可能对这些剩下来的这些动物们，牲畜们，我会非常的珍惜、小心的。
So to offer some of them to the Lord as a sacrifice seems kind of stupid.
如果把这些剩下的牲畜，剩下选一些献祭给耶和华，好像是很不理智的行为。
But of course the Lord had provided, because if you read carefully, you notice the clean animals, there were seven of each, not just two.
但是神的确他有供应，因为在洁净的牲畜当中的时候，神是让他们保持七对，不是说只有两只。
We won't read it, but we know the Lord was pleased with that sacrifice. It was a soothing aroma to him. And then the Lord expressed the fact that he would not bring another flood ever again.
但是我们知道诺亚这样的献祭是的确讨了耶和华的喜悦，因为这就成了一个馨香的祭在耶和华的面前，然后耶和华以纪念这样的就应许说以后再不用洪水来审判世界。
So Noah's altar was for thanksgiving, but also we see the sacrifice and we see that it was from the heart and was pleasing to God.
所以诺亚的献祭是感恩的祭，然后他也是一个牺牲的祭，他讨了神的喜悦。
And then looking ahead in time, we see Abraham built four different altars.
然后再往下我们看见亚伯拉罕建立了四柱坛。
The last one was the most dramatic.
最后一个坛是最戏剧性的。
Because God asked him to offer his son, his only son, Isaac.
因为神让他把他唯一的儿子以撒献祭给耶和华。
I should say the son of promise. He had another son that he offered.The one that was to be the future, God asked him to give him up on that altar.
所以神是其实是吩咐他要把他那个儿子，他有两个儿子，其实应许的那一个儿子作为祭物献给耶和华。
And we know that that what Abraham did was very extreme, but it was exactly what the Lord wanted. He gave the thing that was most valuable to him. He was willing to obey the Lord and give it back to the Father.
但是的确是亚伯拉罕做的，我们看现在看好像似乎很极端，他就是把所以他所有的最重要的这个应许的儿子以撒献给耶和华为祭。
So not only was the Lord pleased with that, of course, the Lord was using that to create a picture for all of us to explain and show what it meant for the Father to give His own Son.
的确神其实这样做背后真正目的是给我们一幅图画，让我们看到父神的爱是何等大，他甚至愿意牺牲他唯一的独生的爱子。
Unfortunately for Isaac, a ram was provided.
很庆幸的为以撒神有预备了一只山羊。
That too is a picture of our Lord Jesus, who's a substitute for all of us who should have been on that cross.
然后那的确也是一幅图画。就是我们的主耶稣基督代替了我们所本应在十字架上的位置，所以我们
So very, very clear from the beginning how important worship is to the Lord and how we can either please or not please the Lord in our worshiping.
所以我们看见从起初就看见了对神的敬拜是何等的重要，然后我们也可能讨神的喜悦或者不讨神的喜悦。
Another thing that comes to mind that really expresses how God wants to be with His people and receive their worship.Is that he asked Moses to come back on the mountain at Mount Sinai.
另一个图画让我们看到旧约当中神如何希望他们的百姓来敬拜他，就是在让神让摩西又回到了西乃山，上西乃山。
If you may recall that first Moses went up and God gave him the law, Ten Commandments and all the law.
大家可以记得第一次上西乃山的时候神给了摩西十诫。
And then Moses came and shared those with the people and they made some commitments to follow.
然后摩西从山上下来就跟百姓们分享，然后他们就愿意遵守这十诫。
Then the Lord said to Moses, come back up, Joshua's wisdom, but come back up for 40 days up to the mountain.
然后神就是叫摩西，其实约书亚一开始有陪伴他，说重新来到山上。然后在山上四十昼夜。
So from Exodus 25 to 31, what you have is the Lord sharing with Moses the tabernacle, how the tabernacle should be built. What are all the components of the tabernacle? For the reason that God wants to dwell with His people.
然后从出埃及记25章到31章那里那些经节都讲述了神如何在山上启示摩西这个会幕是应当如何建造，会幕的建造的材料都应当是什么？他这样神把会幕赐给他百姓的目的是让神可以住在他的百姓中间。
And of course, that would allow the people to approach the Lord and to worship Him without being destroyed because they're unholy.
因为这样的会幕的缘故，让百姓们可以来接近神，可以来敬拜神。而不是因着自己的罪所被神所击杀。
So part of that, as he explained the tabernacles, he was listing these different kinds of offerings that could be made.
然后当神在讲到建造会幕的过程当中，他就讲到了这些可以作为祭物的献祭。
So many different ways that the people could worship God, worship God.
有很多不同的方式人们可以来敬拜神。
So there's our Lord is doing, creating the whole tabernacle, which of course becomes the temple. He did that so He could dwell with His people and they can worship Him.
神在这里启示给他们百姓这个会幕，也是将来就是有的圣殿，让他们百姓可以在那里来敬拜他，让神可以住在他的百姓中间。
Now at the end of that, in chapter 31 of Exodus, the One of the last things that God talks to Moses about is the Sabbath. That the people must keep the Sabbath.
在这些章节31章里面最后的一部分就是神告诉摩西他的百姓当守安息日。
And it's hard for us to appreciate how important it is, but the Sabbath is so important for people to set aside a day completely for the Lord. Because they're not working.
对我们来说很难意识到这个安息日的重要性，但是安息日非常的重要，因为神的百姓把那一天分别出来，不工作，就在那里来敬拜神。
Now, we kind of look at it as if we should see that from the Lord's point of view, he's saying it is so important to you, my people, to have a day where you don't have to work. You can focus on the Lord, you can worship, you can read scripture, you can fellowship together. And that's how I made you. You must have this day.
在神的眼中，我们可以看到神的吩咐，这个安息日是这样的重要。神造他的百姓，供应他们一切，就让他们有一天可以在那里不要工作，可以在那里读他的话语，在那里敬拜神、献祭。这个好像就像神所在神眼中非常重要，神造我们非常重要的一个目的。
It's very, very important for us today to be reminded of the fact that we need to set a time, we need to set apart time for the Lord in the busyness that we are in now.
对我们来说也同样重要的提醒，就在我们这样忙碌的生活当中，我们的确要分别一些时间来到神的面前来敬拜他。
But, so the Lord is expressing it, but actually the Lord expresses it even in very strong language that we are to worship him.
神讲到我们要敬拜他的时候，不但讲了，而且用非常强的语气、语言来讲。
So, we find in Exodus in the Ten Commandments.
我们在十诫当中有见到。
In chapter 20 and verse 3 to 6.
在出埃及记第二十章三节到第六节。
He says, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them for, listen, the Lord your God am I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我，这里是重点，耶和华你的神是祭邪的神。
So not only does he want us to worship him, he's saying, I'm a jealous God, you must worship me. Very strong.
不但他想要我们来敬拜他，而且他说我是一个祭邪的神，非常强烈的语气。
And it occurs other places. Another place it occurs is then in Exodus much later when their instructions in chapter 34, God is instructing them about what they do when they go into Canaan.
然后在后面出埃及记34章将讲到神吩咐他们进到迦南地所要做的事情的时候。
He says in chapter 34, starting verse 12, Watch yourself that you make no covenant with the inhabitants of the land in which you're going, or it will become a snare in your midst. But rather, you are to tear down their altars and smash their sacred pillars and cut down their asherim. For you shall not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
34章12节，你们要谨慎，不可与你们所去那地的居民立约，恐怕成为你们中间的网罗，却要拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的柱像，砍下他们的木偶，不可敬拜别的神，因为耶和华是祭邪的神，名为祭邪者。这里重点名为祭邪者。
So God's using this very strong word, saying that he is jealous, even calls himself jealous.
所以神在这里用很强烈的语言，他说他是一位祭邪的神，甚至说他的名为祭邪者。
Now, what you see also in this verse, though, is behind this jealousy is it's an expression of his love for us.
大家可以看见，在这祭邪的背后面是表达了他对我们的一个爱。
For it says there, verse 15, right after he says, "I'm a jealous God," verse 15 says.Otherwise, you might make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land.
在后面的十五节就有讲到说，只怕你与那地的居民立约。
And we saw actually in verse 12, he said he doesn't want his people to be snared.
在第十二节，神告诉他不希望他的百姓跟那居民立约成为网罗。
So the problem is God knows that we're prone to direct, instead of worshiping him, we're prone to get sidetracked and want to worship something else.
神知道我们与其敬拜神，常常我们之后转走偏，我们就敬拜了其他东西。
He knows that will destroy us.
他知道那个会毁掉我们。
And so he's jealous for us.
所以在我们他是忌邪的。
Now when we hear the word jealous, most of us, I don't know if we have the problem in Chinese, but in English when we hear the word jealous, it's a problem because usually jealousy in human affairs is actually ugly.
我不知道中文
often sinful.
不知道中文的翻译有没有这样的问题，在英文当中这个它是这个叫嫉妒，因为这个嫉妒这个词呢好像常常是这个图让我们脑海中的图像很常常是不好的结果。
Usually if you say someone is jealous, it's usually because they're selfish and they're clingy and it's actually wrong.
一般你当你说一个人非常嫉妒的话是因为他们非常自我中心，他们会是非常小气，他们常常都是一个错误的动机。
So we have to appreciate that God's jealousy is pure. There's no sin in it.
但是我们要相信，但这里我们很感谢神的他的嫉妒其实他的忌邪是一个纯洁的，没有在里面是没有罪的。
His jealousy is an expression of his love for us, and his love for us is not selfish.
然后他在这里讲到的这种嫉妒忌邪是他是一个完全的爱，是没有不是自私的一个爱。
Now if I said I want you to worship me, that would be very very selfish, wouldn't it?
如果我要跟别人说你要敬拜我那其实是非常自私的一个动机的。
Sometimes people say, actually some atheists even do this. They look in the Bible and say, look how petty God is. God just wants everybody to worship him.
有些不信神的人他们看圣经，他说你看这位神是好像多么可怜的一位神，他要所有的人都要敬拜他。
Famous atheists, you can look them up online. They will say exactly that.
有些很出名的那些无神论者他们就在网上他就会讲这样的话。
But our God is jealous for you and for me because he loves us so much.
但是我们的神是这样对我们身上对你对我所发生这样的忌邪的心是因为他是何等的爱我们。
He loves us because he wants the best for us.
他爱我们他想要把最好的赐给我们。
And the best for us is to be in communion with him.
对我们来说最好的就是与神能够有交通。
The best for us is to live out this life of Christ that he's given us.
对我们最好的就是把他所赐给我们基督的生命能够活出来。
Our Father loves us so much, and he watched us fall, he prepared a way and sent his Son.
我们的父神是何等的爱我们，他为我们预备了一条救赎的道路，把他的儿子赐给了我们。
He's brought you and I back into his family, back into a place where we can actually, as we did this morning, worship him freely.
然后他就这样作为把我们带回到他的家，带回到一个地方，就像我们今天早晨可以在主的面前一同来敬拜他。
So our God is a jealous God.
所以我们的神是一位忌邪的神。
That's because he cares for us and knows that if we divert our worship and get sidetracked, it takes us away from who we are. Who he wants us to be.
因为他爱我们，他知道说，如果我们要走偏，我们去敬拜其他的东西的时候，他就让我们就失去了神所要赐给我们的那个祝福，神所要把最好的赐给我们。
Another thing that comes out in Scripture as we look into God's heart for worship is we find that God wants heartfelt worship, and he also wants it from everybody.
然后另一个方面我看到神他所想要的敬拜是想要人发自内心的敬拜，而且神所要的一个敬拜是从每一个人里面所发出的敬拜。
Recently I'm reading Exodus and there's a picture in chapter 25 that really expresses this.
最近我在读圣经出埃及记25章里面就表达了这样的神的心意。
So in chapter 25 of Exodus, God is talking to Moses.
在出埃及记25章这里，摩西耶和华晓谕摩西说
，He's just beginning to describe the tabernacle.
他在这里刚开始来描述会幕。
In 25, we start at verse 1. It says, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall raise my contribution.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。
Verse 3 says, this is the contribution which you are to raise from them. It's gold and silver and bronze and blue, purple, scarlet material, fine linen, and so forth.
第三节就讲到说所收的这些礼物就是金银铜蓝色紫色朱红色的线细麻。
And then verse 8, let them construct a tabernacle for me that I may dwell among them.
然后第八节讲到又当为我造圣所使我可以住在他们中间。
So the reason this is so precious is, here God is saying, I want you to build a tabernacle, I want to be with you, I want to give you a place of worship. But right at the beginning, go to the people, and they voluntarily, those who want to, give the materials for the tabernacle.
这里是非常美好的一幅图画，就是神让他们来建造圣所，然后让他们可以来敬拜。但在建造圣所的最开始，他却告诉百姓们，所以凡是要甘心的献给耶和华送礼物的，然后神就用这些来做材料来建造会所。
God wants it to be built with materials are given by people who want it to give to the Lord.
神在这里就让他们愿意用那些材料，就是他们所甘心愿意献给神的这些材料来建造。
Forced giving doesn't mean as much to the Lord. The Lord cares that if we're giving voluntarily out of our heart.
这种被强迫的、被动的献给神的，这不是说神所要的。神所在乎的是人甘心乐意献的。
So this is a reminder that God sees and He's looking at our hearts and wants to see our willingness to give to Him.
所以这样提醒我们，神看我们的内心，他看我们的内心是否是乐意、愿意献给他。
And notice that it's everyone who wants to give.
这里大家注意到说，所有乐意的，以色列人，凡甘心乐意的。
I'm sure God wanted every single one of those Israelites to give.
我相信神希望每一个以色列人都有甘心的奉献。
Now there's another side point about worship here is that what he's asking them to give, actually, they didn't have in their recent past as slaves in Egypt.
还有一个让我们记起的，其实神让他们所献的，其实在他们在这出埃及记里面之前，在埃及为奴的时候，是他们所不曾拥有的。
So remember there was that very unusual miracle that as the people of God were ejected from Egypt, God said, ask your neighbors. And those neighbors gave the Jews this wealth that we're talking about here. The gold, the silver, precious things.
Yeah. 大家记得以色列百姓在出埃及的时候，神也做了一个神迹，就是让百姓向他们的邻舍那些埃及人取要这些金银这些宝贝的物件，然后他们就都给了以色列百姓。
So the Lord is asking them to give what He gave them miraculously.
所以神现在是让以色列百姓献给他神所起初所给他在神迹当中所给他们的。
And just as our brother said this morning as he opened, we come to him empty-handed, but we have nothing to give to the Lord except what he's given to us and we give back.
就像我们的弟兄在今天早晨开始的时候，我们来到神的面前，我们本是空手，双手空空的，没有什么可以献给神，我们只能把神所赐给我们的再次来到他的面前来感谢、赞美、敬拜献给他。
And one last thing about the Father seeking worship.
还有一件最后一件讲到父是寻求这样敬拜他的人。
And that is that since God sees our heart, He sees everything. God cannot be satisfied when there's sin in the way.
就是因为神能看见我们的内心，神看到一切，如果有罪在那里拦阻的话，是不会讨神的喜悦的。
God can't be satisfied if our worship is empty, just empty words.
如果我们的敬拜只是空洞的敬拜，这不会讨神的喜悦。
Because he sees our heart.
因为只是白白的话语，但是他却看了我们的内心。
We can't pretend.
我们不能装作。
Now this is expressed in many ways, especially in the prophets.
这个神的心意在很多的地方，尤其在先知书里面有表达出来。
Let's just take a couple quick examples just to hear the language of our Lord.
我们在这里找到几个主在这里说话的例子。
In Isaiah chapter 1,
以赛亚书第一章
starting verse 11, What are your multiplied sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I've had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle, and I take no pleasure in the blood of bulls, lambs, or goats.
耶和华说，你们所献的许多祭物与我何异呢？公绵羊的番祭和肥畜的脂油我已经够了。公牛的血、羊羔的血、公山羊的血我都不喜悦。
Bring your worthless offerings no longer. Incense is an abomination to me.
你们不要再献虚浮的供物，香品是我所憎恶的。
So even if the people of God at that time were following the outward practice in the temple, they were doing what God had originally said to do.
虽然神的百姓在那时在圣殿里的献祭，遵循着神在外面的行为所吩咐的。
Their hearts are so far from God. They're so full of sin. God can't accept their offering.
但他们的心却远离神，他们里面充满了罪，神不能悦纳他们的祭物。
He even says in verse 15, he's going to hide his eyes from his people and not listen to them.
然后所以就在15节，神就说，你们举手祷告，我必遮眼不看，就是你们多多的祈祷，我也不听。
Another verse there that speaks to this is when David wrote after his sin was exposed in Psalm 51, he speaks of a contrite heart.
另一处就是大卫在诗篇51篇当他的罪被显露的时候，他表达了一个他悔改的心。
In Psalm 51 verse 16, For you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it, for you're not pleased with burnt offering.
诗篇51篇16节，你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱我就献上。
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
So we see here the problem is that sin, if we're in sin, the offering we make is empty. God can't accept it.
所以大家看到，如果我们在罪当中的时候，我们对神所献的祭是一个空洞的，是不能讨神喜悦的。
And of course, what the Lord wants when there is a sin is a contrite heart.
当有罪的时候，神所要的是一个忧伤痛悔的心。
We'll touch on this a little later.
我们之后还会讲一些。
In Isaiah chapter 29, we see in verse 13 the following.
在以赛亚书29章13节，我们又看到另一处。
Then the Lord said,Because this people draw near with their words and honor me with their lips service, but they remove their hearts far from me, and their reverence for me consists of tradition learned by rote.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐；用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们的敬畏只是人的吩咐，死守的规条。
So two things very clearly the Lord is saying, we could be speaking the right things with our mouths, but our heart is actually far from the Lord.
这里神说了两件事，就是说我们可以用嘴说这样好像尊敬敬畏神的话，但心却远离神。
And then he's even saying that the reverence that they're expressing is actually just the traditions of men. All we're doing is saying,What people say we should say.
然后另一方面，神也在说，他们的敬畏只是人的吩咐，就是人们说应该怎么怎么样，他们就做这样做。
So all of this puts a spotlight on the fact that since the Lord can see your heart and my heart, we can't fake it. It has to be sincere, and sin can be in the way.
这里重点就是说，既然神能够看察我们和你我的内心，所以我们必须用真实的心来敬拜神。
So we know that the Lord has been seeking those who will worship Him throughout history.
然后罪也不要让罪成为那个拦阻。我们知道神在历史历代当中都是在寻找这样的人来敬拜他。
We don't need to turn there, but I'm reminded how Jesus spoke when He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem." You kill the prophets, and I wanted to gather you as chicks, as a hen gathers her chicks.
我们知道主耶稣曾经提过说，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，我多次愿意聚集你们，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀下。
You could hear in Jesus' words the heart of the Father and Himself saying, I want you to be in this place in communion with me. That's my longing for you.
大家可以听见耶稣的话语，他这样好像一个为父的心，想要把他的子女聚集在一起。
So back to our verse for today, Jesus said that we are to worship in spirit and in truth.
再次回到我们今天所讲的主题经节，就是耶稣说你们要用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
So there are many things to this phrase to worship in spirit.
讲到在灵里面敬拜有很多的话。
And we'll just sort of go into some of what it means.
我们来看几处，然后我们理解到底
是。First of all, when we say worship in spirit, it's a contrast to worshiping in the physical material world. In other words, on a particular mountain and doing specific things.
首先用心灵来敬拜，在灵里面敬拜，就是和在物质世界当中的一些的规条相对比，就不是说在某座的山上来如何敬拜。
So we no longer have to be on a certain mountain or be in a certain building or follow a certain schedule.
我们不是在某一座山上或在某一个建筑物里或者按照什么样的日程表来敬拜。
That's what Jesus was explaining to this woman, but to all of us.
耶稣就把这个解释给这个妇人，也对我们所有的人讲述清楚。
But also to worship in spirit talks about the fact that we're talking about an inner worship. Instead of the focus on an outward action of putting on a certain clothing, of doing a certain, lighting some candle, saying specific words, our outward actions.
对，这里啊，另一个重点呢，就是说不是在于外面的这些行为，比如说穿上什么样的衣服，点着什么样的蜡烛，说什么样的祷告的话。
And that the Lord is talking about worshiping from inside out, worshiping from our heart.
主在这里讲到是从里面到外面来的，就是从我们心里面开始的敬拜。
And as believers, we can say we can worship from our spirit and with our soul.
作为信主的人说，我们可以说我们从我们的灵里面，然后在我们的魂里面出来，来敬拜我们的神。
We are to worship in spirit. With our heart and soul.
所以我们要在灵里面用我们的心灵用我们的魂来一同来敬拜神。
Now he also says in verse 24, he says, he reminds us, God is spirit.
在24节的里他也提醒我们说神是个灵。
So of course, because he's spirit, we are to worship in spirit.
因为神是灵，所以我们也要在灵里面来敬拜他。
Now as when we receive the Lord, our spirits are brought back from death.
当我们接受主的时候，我们的灵在我们里面就从死里复生了。
The Lord comes and dwells in us.
当主进到我们里面，居住在我们里面的时候。
So that's why we can commune with the Lord in spirit.
这就是我们为什么和主在灵里面可以相交。
Our spirit communes with him who is spirit.
我们的灵里面可以跟主的灵来相交。
Sure, we'll look into this much more in the future.
我们可以在以后可以更多的来看到这些的细节。
But I just want to mention some practical verses that relate to us.
我想在这里再提到一些跟我们相关的一些很实际的经节。
So how can we worship in spirit when we gather?
当我们聚集的时候，我们如何能够在灵里来敬拜呢？
Just a couple of familiar verses in Ephesians chapter 5.
我们看到在以弗所书第五章。
Starting with verse 18.
第十八节,
Do not get drunk with wine, for this is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。
So the Lord is telling us through this epistle, Paul is telling us that we are to be filled with the Spirit. And what happens when we're filled with the Spirit is we then share with one another psalms and hymns, spiritual songs.
所以保罗在这篇书信当中告诉我们说， 乃要被圣灵充满。当我们在被圣灵充满的时候，我们就能用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，然后分享赞美主。
So when we gather to worship the Lord, we want to do everything we can to allow the Holy Spirit to have His way in our midst.
所以当我们聚在一起的时候，我们要尽可能的让圣灵可以在按照他的旨意可以运行在我们当中。
And that relates to each one of us.
所以那个就关乎我们在座的每一个人。
Every one of us should humble ourselves before the Lord and submit and let the Holy Spirit lead us when we gather to worship.
我们当我们聚集敬拜的时候 每一个人要降服于圣灵的带领，让圣灵来带领我们如何在敬拜神。
If we have a stubborn, cold heart, then there's no way the Holy Spirit's going to fill us.
如果我们心中的心很冷，然后 很固执，圣灵就没有办法来充满我们。
If we think we know how to worship and we do certain things, then there's no room for the Holy Spirit to direct us to do something different.
如果我们觉得有预定的计划，我们觉得我们要用这样的方式来敬拜神的话，那么圣灵就没有办法让圣灵给我们这样的自由来带领我们。
I don't know if any of you wonder why it is that when we gather here in the first hour, we have no program.
大家有没有人好奇为什么当我们第一堂在主的桌子面前敬拜，我们没有一个事先的程序？
Some of you have just been here as a believer and you say, well, that's just the way it's done.
可能有些弟兄姊妹在这里聚会了一段时间说，哦，我们就是平时就是这样做的。
But actually, in 99.something% of most Christian gatherings, worship times are programmed with a schedule.
但是你知道吗？大概在 99% 的教会当中的时候，他们的敬拜都是事先所安排好的一个程序表一样的。
I don't want to be negative, but that can still be under the Lord's leading, but when it's programmed, it's very different.
我不想说这个就是强调负面的方面，因为虽然用程序表的时候背后也可能有神的带领，但是呢它就是很rigid, 很
Anyways, it would be much easier.
在其实那种方式的话呢，虽然好像是很固化，但是其实是更容易的。
Philip would pick the hymns and songs we're going to sing next week.
然后我们弟兄腓力弟兄他就选着我们下一周要唱的诗歌。
And Jason would decide who's going to pray.
Jason 决定哪一个人要祷告。
And who's not going to pray.
谁不能祷告。
And in what order.
然后是按照什么样的次序。
In some ways, it would be easy. Sometimes you might say, oh, that would be great. Good job, Jason. Good pick, Philip.
有的时候其实那个好像就是让事情变得更简单。你就说，哦，Jason，你选得很好。Philip，你选的诗歌选得很好。
But we don't do it that way.
但是我们却没有这样做。
What we have is chaos.
我们所有的好像很没有秩序有的时候。
We have human disorder.But that's so the Holy Spirit can have His way. The order that's here is the Holy Spirit's order.
但是如果说只让我们人自己做的话，那里面可能就是非常的错乱，没有秩序。但是我们要让圣灵在这里来运行掌权，有圣灵里的秩序。
Our desire is to give Him free reign. That doesn't mean we succeed, because a lot of times we're not really listening to the Spirit. But our desire is that He have His way in our midst.
我们的心愿就是要圣灵在我们当中能够自由的运行带领，虽然并不表明说我们每一次都是有圣灵的带领。
And we have some other verses. We'll do that as we wrap up. So, let's turn to what does the Lord mean by worship in truth.
我们还有一些经节，我们在结束的时候提到，我们的主他说我们要在真理、真诚实来敬拜他，是什么意思呢？
And the first thing to say about what does the Lord mean by worship in truth is that we need to worship in the true way, that is the way that God dictates.
到底我们的神他说我们要在真实的诚实在真理当面敬拜神，这到底意味着什么呢？
And then what we have here is that Jesus actually is initiating in this verse we're studying, he's initiating this new way of worship.
所以在我们所查的经节当中，耶稣就开始讲明说我们应该如何在这一个诚实在这样的一个方式上来敬拜神。
Now the Lord did not say, here's the list of how you're going to worship. He it didn't make it a list, because then we probably would make it into empty tradition.
神没有在这里说你其实要让这样的规条来敬拜神，给我们一个规条，因为如果神这样做的话，我们可能就在传统当中都是这些敬拜都是传统的。
So we look to the Lord for him to guide us on how we to meet. And we also looked in Acts, we can watch how the early believers met.
所以我们仰望神，看神如何，主如何来带领我们，如何来聚会。然后我们也看在使徒行传里面，在初期的圣徒，他们是如何在一起聚会的。
We looked at verses like in 1 Corinthians 14:26. What is the outcome, brethren, when you assemble, each one has a psalm, a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification.
在哥林多前书14:26，保罗在这里说，弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
We see from Scripture, the Lord paints a picture of each one. That means everyone, not just one. Each one has something from the Lord to share.
这里啊，圣经给我们看到一幅图画，在这里的时候是每一个人都有一些主所给他们的，在这里来分享出来。
And we're also greatly helped by what Peter says in his first letter, in 1 Peter chapter 2.
然后彼得在彼得前书第二章所讲的话对我们非常多的帮助。
I think it's starting verse 4, at coming to him as a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God. Verse 5, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, spiritual, for a holy priesthood, or about the business of worship, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第二章第五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成灵宫，这里讲的灵宫 spirit 灵里面的，做圣洁的祭司，讲到我们每一个人接着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Did you hear that verse in the prayer this morning at the Lord's table?
大家想到这个境界，在我们
one of the brothers quoted those words.
在
our spiritual sacrifice.
在主的桌子面前，有一个弟兄的祷告当中提到这样经节，讲到说这个成为所神所悦纳的灵祭。
Okay, another way we worship in truth is that we worship on the basis of what's real.
然后这里讲到说，我们要用诚实来敬拜神，在真理当敬拜神，就是我们的根据是在一个真实的东西上面。
Our focus is on the reality of who God is, who Christ is, and who we are in Him as His redeemed ones.
所以我们的重点就是在到底神他真正所示的是什么，他的儿子所真正所示的是谁，我们在基督里所示的是什么。
And what can happen as believers get together, sometimes our worship gets sidetracked. We may kind of be worshiping, celebrating the blessings of God.
有的时候圣徒们在聚集的时候敬拜的时候有点好像偏了一些，是偏在注重于在我们所得到的祝福的上面。
Or we bring really skilled music and fancy words into our worship, and then we end up kind of worshiping man's gifts.
有的时候或是人们把很好的音乐或者很美好的词语带到当中，那最后它造成的结果好像是我们在那里好像敬拜这些人的特别的才能。
That's why we believe here that every week we need to come to the Lord's table and worship.
所以为什么在我们当中我们就相信每一个主日当我们来到主的桌子面前，
We obey His command to remember Him.
我们遵守他的命令来敬拜他。
The focus stays on the Father, the Son, what He's done, who we are in Him, and not on ourselves.
他的专注就是在我们的天父，我们的主耶稣的身上，他所做成了什么，而不是在我们自己的身上。
So we worship in truth on the right ground.
所以我们就在真理当中，在一个对的根基上来敬拜神。
Another thing we know is based on what we already touched on is that for to worship in truth means it has to be sincere, it has to be real because God sees our heart.
另一方面我们也讲到我们在真实诚实当中来敬拜神，因为神看到我们的内心，所以我们必须是真诚的诚实的来到神面前。
Ideally, when we worship the Lord, it will be our spirit than leading our soul, our minds, our will, and our emotions all together purely as given to the Lord to worship Him.
最理想的情形，当我们敬拜的时候，是我们里面的灵带领我们的魂，我们的心思、情感、意志，然后把赞美、敬拜献给到我们神的面前。
So when you and I gather at 10 o'clock here, what's going on in your heart?
所以当我们早晨在十点钟，你我一起聚在这里的时候，我们心中到底想什么呢？
I mean, really?
我是说，真实的想什么呢？
God sees our heart.
神看见我们内心。
So what's really going on when we worship?
所以当我们敬拜的时候，到底真实发生了什么？
If there's sin that we're aware of, we need to confess it right away.
如果我们意识到我们生命当中有罪，我们就需要在那里就承认我们的罪。
And of course, we have 1 John 1:8 making it very clear how we do that.
我们在约翰一书第一章第八节那里有很清楚讲到我们如何来行。
We also have Paul's warnings in 1 Corinthians 11 when he talks about the Lord's table. He says we should not come in an unworthy manner. Because if we come here and our mind is on something else, or we have some sin blocking our worship, then our worship is blocked. God can't receive it.
所以保罗也在哥林多前书11章27节那里警告我们说，所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干饭主的身主的血了。如果我们来主的桌子面前没有罪的问题，没有被对付解决，我们就不能够自由的来敬拜他。
Remember what Jesus said to the disciples, avoid, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
我们记得主耶稣告诉门徒们说，你们要小心法利赛人的教，假冒为善的教。
Hypocrisy is when we say or do one thing, but we really, it's not sincere.
那假冒为善就是说我们嘴上说我们做一件事情，但我们却不是诚实真实的。
So the Lord wants us to worship in truth. That means in sincerity.
所以神让我们在真理当中用诚实来敬拜他。
If anything's in the way, we cast ourselves on the Lord like David did with a contrite heart, and then he can bring us back to this place we can worship.
如果我们有任何的拦阻，像罪一样，我们像大卫把这个来到神的面前，一个忧伤痛悔的心，然后神就能在真理当中让我们恢复，然后可以敬拜他。
So there's some things we can avoid in order to worship in truth.
有一些事情我们可以避免，这样让我们才能够帮助我们能够在真理当中来敬拜他。
But I think for time we'll cover those later.
因为今天时间的缘故，我们可能在以后的信息当中
讲。We don't want to let the traditions of men come back into the picture as it has done so often in 2,000 years.
我们不想再让人的传统，然后在过去2000年里面所发生的事情再来到这里来拦阻神自己的话。
But the final point I want to make is that each person matters.
最后我想说的就是每一个人都很重要。
What happens in our heart, whether we're lukewarm or resistant to the God or open to Him or proud, those things matter when it comes to us worshiping Him in spirit and in truth.
我们每一个人都很重要，每个人里面发生的，或是我们冷淡，或者我们很自私骄傲，或是其他的罪拦阻神，这些在神的面前都会影响我们一起在神面前的敬拜。
And that's really up to you and I individually. It doesn't matter. The meeting could be very good, but I can be out of it.
对于我们每一个人，我们个人的内心都是非常重要的。有的时候我们聚会可能很好，但我们却不在当中。
And actually, the opposite is true. A lot of places, believers, our brothers and sisters, meet in a place where the Holy Spirit doesn't have freedom. And yet, individually, if their heart's in the place, they can worship the Lord in spirit and truth.
但是有的地方也有另一那种情况，就是说，圣灵的确在那里工作，但是弟兄姊妹好像确实没有这样的自由。They didn't get the last point.
Oh.The individuals, even if around you it's not a good worship environment,
okay.
You can worship in spirit and truth.
弟兄刚才说是说有的时候在有些聚会当中，可能说在团体当中没有圣灵这样的自由的运行，但是呢， 我们弟兄姊妹个人却在那里可以跟神有一个直接的这样的一个敬拜。
But just imagine if all of us are really before the Lord when we gather to worship. We're in a good place before the Lord. Imagine how wonderful it can be.
但大家可以想象说，如果我们每一个人都在神的面前有一个正确的一个地位，然后我们一同聚集在一起来对敬拜神，那是一个多么美好的一个敬拜。
So our Lord has proven His love to us through the salvation given to us.
借着神所赐给我们的救恩，神已经证明他对我们的爱。
Our love response to Him includes that we should worship Him.
我们对神爱的回应，也让我们知道我们应当来敬拜他。
Our Father is seeking true worshippers.
我们父去寻找那真正要敬拜他的人。
And we want to fulfill that.Please Him.
我们愿意讨神的喜悦，完成神的心愿。
And we want to worship in spirit and truth as Jesus describes.
我们想像主所吩咐我们的，我们要再用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
So the question, final question, are you eager in, to show your love to the Lord to worship in spirit and truth?
现在对我们，对你我的问题就是，我们是否也愿意回应神的爱，用心灵和诚实来敬拜他呢？
May it be so in our midst.
但愿这就是我们当中的光景。
Run over time, let's close with a word of prayer.
我们时间过了一些，我们有一个结束的祷告。
Father, we thank you for your yearning, for your people to worship you.
父，我们感谢你有这样的心愿，让你的百姓来敬拜你。
Want to declare that your jealousy for us is your love for us, and you want the best for us.
我们想宣告说，你对我们这样嫉妒的爱，是因为你要把最好的赐给我们。
Lord, we do want our love response back to you to be expressed in worship.
我们的确要用我们的敬拜，把我们的爱再次表达在你的面前。
We ask, Lord, that you will show us what you meant.Lord Jesus, when you said we are to worship in spirit and in truth.
主耶稣也求你向我们显明，当你吩咐我们，你们要在心灵和诚实来敬拜，是如何的敬拜。
It's our honor, it's our privilege to be worshippers of God.
我们有何等这样的特权，我们可以成为敬拜神的人。
We pray, have your way in each one of us.
我们祷告说，主，愿你的旨意行在我们每个人的身上，如同天上。
Lord, we want to give ourselves to you for this purpose.
我们要把我们自己为你这样的目的交在你的手里。
Thank you for your mercy and for your enabling.
谢谢你的怜悯，谢谢你也给我们这样的力量。
We pray all this in the precious name of Jesus.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣宝贝的名。Amen.
We're dismissed.
你就在这里。You can continue with another one.
It's preparing, I actually, at one point in the prep, I thought, this is really two messages.
Oh, good.
And that was funny. But, you know, I really.
It's good.
We're only starting.
Yeah,
we're starting the new things.
I didn't see.